In this opening scene of Role 3, two ships pass each other. Captain Harvey Shearman, master of the ship James Allen of New Bedford, flying the house flag of the merchant Gideon Allen, uses his speaking trumpet to speak the ship Zephyr of New Bedford. Joseph Sherman, master, flying the house flag of Alexander Gibbs. The crew of the Zephyr is aloft, taking in sail for the heavy weather of the South Atlantic, a prolific area for whales. Ships hunted across a number of whaling grounds off the coast of South America on the way to rounding Cape Horn. Some of the best areas included the False Banks, the Brazil Banks, and the Plate Grounds, off the mouth of the Rio de la Plata River. Vessels passing Cape Horn eastward into the South Atlantic, past Staten Island and the Falkland Islands, often came through very heavy weather. Carrying too much sail or too lofty a rig could easily put the ship in danger of capsizing. Therefore, square riggers commonly sent down their topgallant masts, thus reducing the ship's profile and the potential for damage in the high winds and heavy seas. The necessity for radically shortening sail is evident in almost every eastward-bound vessel in this portion of the painting. Even the schooners have sent down their topmasts. Perhaps Russell's finest achievement in formal marine painting in the whole panorama is the full-rigged whale ship under close-reefed topsails and reefed four-course sailing into the wind and heavy seas off Cape Horn.
Few scenes in the panorama, or even in his later paintings and prints, achieve this lifelike level of composition.
The ship's bow is plunging down while the ship in the background is pitching high, giving the whole aspect of the scene movement in the confused and dangerous seas. Ships were known to founder off Cape Horn. Most of them disappeared without a trace. One such scene is the view of a dismasted ship foundering off Cape Horn.
The ship Lyra of New Bedford passes seals and icebergs and enters the 62 million square miles of the Pacific Ocean after safely rounding the Horn.
In the light of the success of the Pacific fishery, the first scene to greet us as we round Cape Horn is a whale ship flying the house flag of Charles R. Tucker in a pod of sperm whales with her boats fast to a hard-finding animal.
This would be on the coast of Chile grounds first explored by Americans in 1791 when the ship Beaver of Nantucket entered the Pacific Ocean, followed shortly by the ship Rebecca of New Bedford. The details of this scene were copied from an 1834 French print by Ambrose Louise Garneret. Why Russell and Purrington chose to copy this print when Russell already had original sperm whale sketches of his own remains a mystery.